It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
I'm blue.
Do the sound.
It's 1:30, isn't it?
Of 1:30. Silence.
It's 1:30, bro.
Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows.
I don't know that part.
Hey, street lamp. Take my arms that I might reach you. Then the words of the prophets. What the fuck is this song even about?
It's about the sound of silence.
The sound of silence.
Dun, 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 dun. There's
10,000 people, maybe more.
Fuck, dude.
We should fucking find songs and do like a every
like
intro. No, like 15 seconds. And we just have to fucking do it. Like the chorus. We pick random fucking funny songs.
What's the chorus of that?
Dude, you want to hear something weird?
Hit me.
I can't remember the time, last time this happened. This just happened like 30 seconds ago on the couch. Like I was watching Guy Fieri because Diners, Drivers, and Dives is on and the food looked really good. And I stood up. I had a boner. I don't even know if it's because of the food, but like I'm like, what the fuck? I literally had a chub.
Have you ever gotten a boner just from like,
I had a chub. I was like just locked. I was dialed.
And it's perfectly normal. You might be sexually attracted to the good food.
I'm not. I'm just saying like.
Something was feeling good down there.
I didn't know. It didn't even cross my mind. I just stood up. And I'm like, wow.
Have you ever gotten a boner just by something just like kind of cute? I feel like I get that. It'd be like,
yeah, I feel like you do. It sounds like you.
What the fuck does that mean?
Sounds like you. It's something like a you thing to say.
Not because like a physical thing, like a body thing. Like
say not because.
Not because of their body, but like, Jesus. You know, just a precious.
Why do I say anything on this fucking podcast?
Bro, you bring it on yourself.
No, I'm saying like if someone's just like, I miss you. And it's like, oh, boner.
Yeah, fucking right. You are lying. You are lying. There's no way. Nope. Not buying that. No, I'm not buying
what
that.
What, I made that up for what?
Yeah. That or like, that or you think that's what gave you a boner when you're really actually thinking about, why do I miss this person? Oh, yeah. But it's like, you are just completely missing.
I'm just so out of bounds.
No, you're completely.
Throw a flag on the play.
That's not why.
Fuck this guy.
That's not why you got a boner. Was, you know what? Someone misses me.
I mean, I was that's like, I was.
And what does that make you think? If someone says miss you. Oh.
That was just an example.
Oh.
It was just like an intimate thought. And it's that, like, oh. Like,
yeah, okay.
Know,
okay.
Anyways, how I want to start off the episode. I saw someone that apparently boiled their parents for Thanksgiving. And I don't know where we're going to go with that. Like, I mean... here's the thing.
First of all, how did they find a big enough pot?
That's what I want to ask you. If you're going to boil your parents for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you know what they probably did? They probably cut them up. Or did they say...
Oh, I was thinking live.
Wait.
Like, they're alive and they boiled them.
Wait, you said they're thinking. Did it say in the article?
I just saw the headline and it said, man.
For a second, I thought you said boiled live. Like, they streamed it on Twitch or something. I'm like, yeah.
Dude, everyone's just sitting there.
Donate $10 to add onions. That's fucked. I don't know why I'm making fun of that.
XXX subscribe. Then it's like, ooh, that's not a good. Dude, they got overlays? No.
That's fucked up.
No, what I would say is, I just want to know, like.
That's fucked up. We shouldn't be joking about that. That's fucked up.
No, it's horrible. Of course.
Yeah, but what a perfect thing to bring up on a comedy podcast is fucking two parents made into soup. Awesome.
Have you ever, like, whenever you think of witches, you feel like they have like a cauldron.
The cauldron. Yeah. Alderaan? Like from
Alderaan?
The cauldron? Dude, maybe
Alderaan
that's what they use.
Is the Mississippi
always, you know
of the
what?
Galaxy.
I've always wanted to make a soup, like, with the bar and the cauldron over. I feel like soup that comes out of that does not suck ever.
Unless a little eyeball pops up, you know, or something.
But I feel like it still looks good.
Can I
imagine like 20 bags of ramen in a cauldron?
Oh my God. It would taste like normal ramen. It's just a lot of it.
Yeah, it would be great.
Oh my God. You could feed a whole family. No, if you ever wondered, that's like, we know that like witches make a stew with a sort of body parts.
Do we know that, or is that just in like
the exactly? Why is that in our minds? When we thought of witches, we thought of a cauldron. They're making
well,
a stew.
Well, you said it, and that's what made me think of. I didn't think. I just thought of the pointy hats, the brooms. That's what I thought of first, not cauldron.
But why did you agree with me on the cauldron thing? Like, how did where is that
I was
image
from? Well, the big enough pot to cook parents in. I was thinking, oh, cauldron.
Dude, what's crazy is like back in the day, like just a woman could be like this. Ooh, and they're all like, hang them.
it's like. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
You know what's fucked is like, it's like, let's just say you get accused of like being like dark magic and like witchcraft. Yeah. Like, oh, I saw her like before, like floating or some shit, like doing whatever. It's like, okay, but how do you defend yourself? Like, are you just going to continue to not do it?
Yeah, like, it's like, I didn't like, float.
Like, it's like, I didn't float. But you can't, that means you can't prove yourself innocent.
Dude.
Like if someone said, you can't float. And then you float. Okay, you're good. But yeah. Like, you can't do it the other way around.
Yeah.
You can't prove your innocence the other way around.
God, this country is so fucked.
This country? Who got burned? Are we talking about Salem witch trials?
Yeah, they're the ones who burned them.
Yeah, that's fucking way back when. Wasn't it a Walmart 4 months ago?
Probably just like, oh, here's, you know. I don't fucking know. Anyways, you want to do the intro?
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Stop Disney Around Lunch Table, episode
130.
I don't know why I did it with you, but
I liked it.
First and foremost, want to shout out our sponsor, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Live Stallion, a wellness fitness space started by ATLD's own Brandon Badiato. Streams Monday through Friday, I think. I don't fucking know.
He's on the stir
Brandon,
stepper
just
somewhere.
Look him up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way, Badiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O. Also, he is one of the Brain Trust members on Around the Playbook. Once a week for NFL, fantasy football, and all that stuff, recaps. If he does. Last week, it was just two of us, so we'll see what happens. But anyways, take it away, James.
Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, your premier mole exterminator, chemical-free, whatever the fuck. Atlas Aeration, that place. And then Weirdly Artistic, I believe season 2 is coming out also. Actually, not going to shout out the podcast. And then...
Why?
Because I'm pissed at him. And then...
Why?
Last but not least, Semi Bird. No, I'm kidding.
Fly, birds, fly.
Yeah, join the nest. Give Washington the bird.
Where?
For those of you who don't know...
Congressman Cam Brady just gave you the old DC dip and twirl. He just danced around the question. I'm here to tell you now that Martin Huggins... doesn't dance. He wakes up, puts his sandwich in his lunch pail, and brings jobs back to the Tar Heel State. Let's clean up DC and bring your brooms, because it's a mess. It's the funniest shit ever. Oh, dude.
What is that from again?
The campaign.
Oh, God.
You ever see when that? Well, I can't actually say that, but once upon a time, I was able to in Vine, those guys, 4F and a camera.
Yeah.
They, loved that. But anyways, yeah, they were like high as fuck. That was their whole thing. They're like in high school, they would just smoke and get high. Because you only do 6 seconds on Vine. That's what I love Vine. It's like, if you're not funny, it's going to show. And so he's in the back. He's like, we're going to clean up Arizona and bring your brooms because it's a mess. Dude, I love them, dude.
God.
I follow him. I was going to DM him actually. Because like they still do, him and Gage Harris still do,
Gage. Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say, you don't know. They still do a podcast, but they stopped doing it after like 15 episodes, like a long time ago. I mean, he has like a decent amount of followers, but I was going to DM him cause I followed him for like years. I was like, hey, like I'm a big fan. You want to be on our podcast?
Dude, fucking hop on. No, Vine was
he has the coolest at I've ever heard.
What is it?
Hawaiian shirts.
That's cool.
At Hawaiian shirts.
Is there an underscore?
No.
Or just straight?
Straight Hawaiian shirts.
Do you ever download like a social media app, like a new one that's up and coming? Like, just in case this gets big, I'm going to get my at that I want.
No, I've never done that. I know you have.
Oh, I do it all the time. You're like, hey, this new one. And I'm like, all right, download, sign up.
Because I just at Jack.
No, I just want either Jack or just Jack Spence. No underscore. Because Instagram and Snapchat, I was early enough where I got the Jack underscore Spence.
I got an underscore and everything. I guess no one has my name, so... Not a very common name.
There are a lot of Jacks.
Well, I know a lot of... I know, like, multiple Spences.
Yeah, and there's a lot of Jacks.
So put it together. Yeah, what do you get?
In the odds, you know, they're in your favor.
Not a lot of Theodores, though.
Not a lot of Theodores. No, the odds. Yeah, the odds are in your favor. Hey, you think like if you're in the Hunger Games, like what? I feel like you're
what, my weapon of choices.
Yeah, and also
probably like matching like machetes and then a bow.
If you and I were in the same district, you would team up with me, right?
Yeah,
would you?
Yeah, you would be like those. Okay, in the Hunger Games, like the one we watched was like those little. They look like they're just kind of creepy people that crawl around. They don't have any weapons. They're just like really smart. And they like wire. They wired like copper around the fucking trees and shit. They just did weird shit. That'd be you, and then I'd be out there fucking.
What did the old lady kept saying when she was like, crazy? She's like, Hordor. Oh no, that's Game of Thrones.
That's Game of Thrones. Hordor.
I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
We haven't treated this wood. You want to grab some paper towels and before it rots the wood. Anyways, so I'll do the rest of our sponsors while he does this. Make sure you check out Weirdly Artistic for some other stuff. They're in season 2, I believe, coming around. The semi-bird thing, that was just a joke. We got hired to film this governor candidate for Washington. So yeah, give Washington the bird. Not saying I endorse. I don't really know what he's going for yet. And Z is doing a great job here. Dude, we actually do need to stain this. I meant to do that. Well, that's why we have to actually... If it was stained, we didn't have to clean this up. I'm saying that's my fault. I should have fucking stained it.
I wasn't on my to-do list.
I'm saying it's my fault. I'm taking responsibility.
No, there's no responsibility needed. That was... Okay, who... Why would that be at the top of either of our...
Because it needs to be done. I don't know. It has to happen. Anyways. Okay. Anyway, yeah, it's probably fine. Fuck it. So I do want to ask. So you said that I'd be on your team in the Hunger Games because of, you know, I'm a little rat weasel. Oh, the feet people are gonna love that. Oh shit, I've had my feet on the thing the whole time.
No, I didn't know.
I actually didn't, but fuck it.
I actually didn't know. Yeah, you fucking enjoy, guys.
Yeah, hey.
Fucking come on my toes.
Yeah, it's me and these 10 assistants. You wanna get to know them all? Yeah.
Yeah, this guy has a friend. They travel together.
No, okay, like, so what the fuck are you? Are you the fad guy that's just, like, beating people down with a machine?
No, I already fucking told you, dude. Or I'd want that guy with the fucking trident, dude.
Why am I the little rat on all fours?
I'm just kidding. I'm
cooking up copper wire.
Weird shit. I don't know.
Name one weird thing. And actually, maybe.
Okay.
We've known each other a long time.
Anyways, I was just, okay, no. My weapon of choice would easily be, like, the bow and, like, some, like, matching pair of machetes, dude.
Yeah.
Be dope as fuck.
I feel like you like to get up close when you kill someone, you know? I'm just like...
Ah. Well, you have to understand something. In a situation like that, first of all, there's no guns. You don't have any guns. So, I mean, I have a weapon at range. Not only that, it's quiet. You have no idea where it's coming from. Yeah. And machetes, too. That's just... Someone runs up on you. It's just easy, quick.
Gotcha.
Be sick to dice someone up, dude.
The human body's pretty resilient. I don't think you can just like slice them in half and just like call it good. Unless that
not their entire,
really
you'd
sharp.
Easily slice an arm off. Yeah, easily.
What I would be worried about is like going for like the torso and it gets stuck halfway in, and then you're like, you know, prying it out.
Well,
with
yeah,
your
they're not gonna.
Foot.
Well, they're not gonna hurt you after that. They're gonna be dead.
Well, what if their partner? You know,
that's why I have two.
Ah, yes.
I stab them. They're gonna come. And I can throw one. I can go.
Okay, but
throw one,
you
and then
throw one. You're gonna hit him with the hilt half the time. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's still fit. Best odds I've had in years.
No, the only thing I didn't like about that was
foot's laying in the wet wood.
The wet wood. Remember when like the girl or it was like the grandma was like going in the gas.
She runs back in the gas.
Yeah,
and she's just like yeah.
Why was he? Were they a couple?
No, it was like what happened was in the movie, if I'm not mistaken, the little girl got nominated and she offered herself as tribute because obviously.
Oh, so. That's right. Because Katniss Everdeen,
Katniss Everqueef.
Yeah. She started that trend, which apparently they just can't make rules to stop.
It was always a thing. Like if a little kid gets nominated, obviously someone who's older, a parent would be like, I'll take their place.
Are you doing it?
For who?
Say it's a kid you don't know. It's just little Jeremy on the street.
That's what he has a family for, no?
He's got glasses, though.
What is that? How does that... That's not exactly a deterrent for me not to do it.
I don't know. It makes him look a little younger. It's like, oh, he's a little... It's a little Jeremy. Okay,
but like, he has a family. That's what the family's for. It's to, like,
the family's gone. He's an orphan.
How would a random kid from a whole city gets picked? I'm like, oh, it's fuck, a that's
district.
Jeff.
It's a district.
His parents are dead. How the fuck would I know that?
How about he's standing by himself? And he's just like, and they're like, and little Jeremy gets it. And you're you're standing there right next to him. You're going to volunteer his tribute?
Because, mate, I have family too. What the fuck?
No, you don't. Not in this situation.
Oh, not in this. So it's a completely fake situation. Then no, fuck him.
It's orphan versus orphan because older orphans don't get adopted.
Just draft all orphans and the one who wins gets adopted. In this hypothetical.
It's just a crappy family.
Dude, it's just...
The dad has over.
No, bro.
He comes home from like doing real estate.
Dude, it's like a Hunger Games. It's just all adopted kids that don't get adopted. And they just have to... But like, it's just a big yard and they all have playmate houses. And then in the middle is a bunch of like fucking knives and shit. And the last one... And then the last one gets adopted.
He's adopted, but it's not even by parents who don't even want him.
No, it's like Nike factories.
The parents that adopt him, mom just smoking a cigarette in a Looney Tunes Letterman.
Oh my god, it's just people that are looking to like exploit children laborers.
Look, can you imagine? Sorry, this is fucked up. It's obviously hypothetical. Like, you get adopted, and like, your mom rolls up, and she's on like a motorcycle, and she has a helmet. She says hop on, but doesn't give you a helmet. She signed the papers, and she just pulls up. Oh my god. So shout out to the Reddit random thought of the day. The Reddit random thought of the day today was, so if you get like a, it's actually an interesting point. So you get like a big enough butt plug, okay, and you just plug that shit, right? It's like a
in
wine
your ass
cork.
Or talking about this, you put it in something.
Oh no, in your butt.
Would you blow up? Is that what it is?
What? No, I wasn't.
Yeah,
saying,
yeah, that's
no,
exactly what saying. You're, sir, you're like,
you're not gonna blow up. I'm just saying.
No,
where
it's
does the gas go? If you fart, it can't go out. Does it go in? Does it go out your mouth? It's all connected.
No, but like it's actually. Medically, you should fart.
You ever notice that when you hold in a fart, like after a while, you're like, you get to that peak, and then you're like, oh no, is it gonna come out? You're like, oh god, thank you. And then it disappears.
Yeah, it dissipates.
Where does it go?
When the pain leaves, where does the pain go? I don't know, but I'm saying like help, like medically, you're not supposed to like hold it in for like a long ass time.
You ever hung out with a hot girl? You have to.
You know what I mean? I mean like. After a long time, you should because it needs to come out, apparently.
Okay. Anyways, another question I wanted to ask you tonight.
I have a question.
All right, fine. Fuck it.
I have a question. So you have... So let's just say this is kind of like Pokemon, basically, okay?
I love Pokemon.
So you get to build your killing machine you're sending into a little arena to like... It's like cockfighting, kind of. Like
but
you,
they faint.
There's 20 other people... You have to combine three animals into one to become this fucking freak of nature killing machine that you're going to bet. And all these other people have one too.
Oh,
so what three animals that you're making into one
easy
to fight?
A sloth, a lemur, and a polar bear. Here's why. A sloth can sit back and watch and he reads.
A sloth?
Do you know why sloths go so slow? It's because they're constantly observing. Boom. Information. Knowledge for the battle. Two.
That's not part of it. It's because they're conserving energy. It has nothing to do with observing. But okay.
They also all have syphilis. Or is that koalas?
That's koalas. They have chlamydia.
Ah, not good qualities, I would say. lemurs, they can just be cracked out and go everywhere. But polar bear for strength. So I got a tank, I have fucking Intel, and I have fucking...
You have a Soma?
Yeah. I have the Soma for Intel.
You have a Soma, you have a Killjoy?
Yeah, exactly. I'm fucking cracked,
and
dude.
You have Brimstone, dude.
I have a Brimstone, a Raze, and a Killjoy.
Oh.
Dumb.
But like they're all there's two small animals there and then one big one.
So exactly. Like, and what does that make? A three-quarter size of a big animal.
But
with brains.
Or you could
that has
do
syphilis.
A silverback gorilla for one. Okay. A
is
lion. A lion
okay,
for
you're going
two.
On all strength though.
It's that's... a fucking fight. And for one, okay, listen. The gorilla.
Did you ever see Rocky IV?
Okay, imagine this. The fucking okay. You have a lion head, but then the gorilla fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger arms. How do you stop that? And then.
Brains. Because, dude, they're probably only good in one direction. You can dodge
you're
around.
You're an idiot. This is a game of like you're animal fighting. You're not planning an attack. You're not playing Stratego. You're not playing Battleship. It doesn't, I'm just saying, construct three animals that are going to go in a ring and fight this other thing to the death. That's it. Well, sloth to observe. It's like, this is a fucking octagon fight. Like, what are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, fine. We're just going on straight power and no brains. Okay.
I said a thing
yes,
to kill.
I
to
want
kill.
Brains. I want kill. Brains. I want brains. I want brains. Because here's the thing. You can have the biggest fucking thing in the world. If it doesn't know how to
sloth,
fucking go straight.
A sloth stupid. Doesn't even have brains. They're fucking dumb.
Are they dumb?
Yeah, they get
no,
pulled out of trees
not.
Every day.
No, here's the thing is, they're smart and wise. They're kind of like the Buddhist monk, if you will, of the animal kingdom.
Anyways.
They see everything at like half speed. Okay, when you're fucking...
No, they don't. It's because they're moving so slow. Everything looks fucking crazy.
Here's the thing. When your fucking lion, silverback gorilla, clusterfuck things are throwing a punch, my sloth...
I'm not done. I have one
sloth,
more animal.
What's your animal? Is my sloth going to see it coming from a mile
no.
away? Yes.
And then ostrich legs.
That cannot
and
support that kind of weight.
In this scenario, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Ow, you just stomped on my
foot. Oh my God,
foot.
Okay, come here. Let me get no. you. I'll give you a foot rub on it and we'll
I
get some more likes.
Can't believe you're telling me a fucking lemur and a sloth and a polar bear are your three. And oh, brains. How the fuck?
You're going to fuck with a polar bear, are you?
Yeah.
You're going to fuck with a polar bear.
My three? My starters are absolutely seeing
with
a polar
the,
bear
with,
on their worst
with
day.
With the speed of a lemur okay. and the slow-mo of a sloth.
How does a lemur's limbs support a fucking polar bear?
I didn't
bear?
Think it was the limbs and shit. It was just like hypothetical. Like, combine them together. The speed of a lemur, the strength
oh,
of a polar
okay.
bear, and the fucking... I didn't know we were doing fucking...
Okay, well, it's three things combined. I'm just saying, you just have three things that have just been meshed together.
I didn't know we were Frankenstein
in this
shit.
It's a genetic
shit.
Mistake.
It's not a mistake. Mistakes don't happen.
Anyways.
I didn't know we were Frankenstein in this shit. I just thought it was fucking...
I just said mesh three animals together. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well...
Any horror.
Also, I have one more thing. Hold on, wait.
Oh, by the way, we're going to Santa Barbara this week.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Santa Barbara. Big old Barb.
Oh, I actually have a couple, but, like, I don't know which one to pick. So, if you were to write a book...
Mm-hmm.
About yourself.
Okay.
What would be the title?
Faster Than the Speed of Love.
Yeah.
Okay. A title for a book if I got on the spot, I would say Waves of Contentment.
There's there a book go. Called that.
No, there's not. I have that.
I'm pretty sure that's a book.
I've told you that before. Waves of Contentment because it's fucking real. Contentment comes in waves. You're like, I'm happy.
Oh my God.
And I'm sad. Okay, fuck it. Fine. What is yours? The fucking Puerto Rican Mohican.
I just read
again.
The question. I don't have one. I was just asking.
I know. You just read
I
me
just
the
thought,
question.
I thought yours would be something very interesting. And it was. I'm very satisfied with your answer.
Thank
so,
you.
Thank you.
Waves of contentment. Are they not waves? Is the moon not pulling those tines every
wave
day?
Wave after wave. Slowly drifting.
And what is your title, Mr. Lesney? Please tell me.
I don't know.
Isaiah Lesney's bad day.
It would most likely be like a tell-all.
Okay, when you get older, you're writing a manifesto. Is that a...
Like Hitler?
Is that what... Sorry, maybe that's not the right word. A biography.
An autobiography of myself.
How about this?
I think I would write that, maybe just about me, but then I'd write another one where like...
It's exaggerated.
Like, no, I'm like a fictional character in one too.
Like a superhero.
And this one would be called like
it's necessary.
It's necessary. Oh my God. The thing is like, say like I was on my deathbed and I had like I just had kids, like my wife just gave birth and you know, little Rodney's, he's like a year old, right? Like, and I got to write a book. I'm obviously going to exaggerate some shit. It's like, oh, your dad, you know, built this billion-dollar empire, but it crumbled and you get nothing because I want you to like succeed for yourself, shit like that. And then it'd be like, yeah, dad, I respect you.
That wouldn't happen.
No, I wouldn't. You wouldn't respect me. Dude, raising kids these days, it's scary, you know? You got...
I thought you said, raising canes, it's fucking crazy. I'm like, oh, dude. Really? You've been there?
No, raising kids. A sip of what?
A zin?
Oh, a zin. Yeah. You want one of those Qui-Gon zins? A Monica Luzinski?
That one.
Let me just sign the Declaration of Zindependence. Welcome to our synagogue. Oh. Anyways, no, what I'm saying is like, okay, like, by the way, do you have a kid's name picked out? Because I do. Do you like say you have a kid? Like, say, you know, you and Alex are, you know.
It depends what, if it's a girl or a boy.
Okay,
but either way, okay, here's the thing. I'm also a man. I don't get to fucking say, so.
But you can definitely, like, convince or, like, you know, subliminally try to, you know. Alter that.
It wouldn't happen because I don't run the show and I don't get to.
If I died before you had a kid, would you name a kid after me?
Jack.
James Theodore Lesney.
I wouldn't name him Theodore, I'll tell you that.
Middle name Theodore.
Teddy.
James Teddy.
James Teddy.
Would you name a kid after me?
Yeah, like a middle name probably.
I don't get a first name.
Well, Jack's a very common name.
Oh,
well, I guess Jax.
J-A-X?
Yeah.
That's a little dude. He's either going to be douchey or cool. And that's a 50-50.
Well, I'm a big fan of the first letter of the first name being the same as the first letter of the last name. I think that always
so
flows
Jadge.
Well.
Oh, wait. No, I thought I was
that's
thinking...
That's not it. It would have to be an L, I would say. I was Lloyd.
Thinking, I was thinking first letter of the first name and last
no,
letter of the
know.
First name. You're not going to name a fucking kid after me?
Why is this always about you?
Because I want to be appreciated. Like,
yeah, I probably...
I've been a part
probably,
of your entire
probably,
life.
Yes, I probably would, but I'm not...
First name. I die.
No, because then...
I die tragically.
You know what that would mean?
I die
that
tragically.
Would mean I'd have to have like three or four so then I can finally get a say in it. I'm not doing that. No. That would mean I'm like, okay...
It's not about
okay,
you!
Okay, well, you name this one, you name this one. Okay, I have to have another one to honor Jack. No. If I get to name...
If I die, the first kid's after me. I don't care if it's a girl.
Yeah, I agree.
Jacqueline. If you die, what is the girl name of Isaiah? I don't fucking know.
Isabel.
That sounds really cool. It sounds like she reads a lot.
I don't know Isaiah.
Readers.
I don't know what the girl version of Isaiah. I don't think there is one.
How about Anthony? We can go Anthony. Let's go like Annabelle. No, that's bad.
That's bad. Really bad.
No. Okay, to be honest, guy's name, you're going to judge the shit out of me. I always thought Terrence was cool.
Terrence? This guy's a gangster. His real name's Terrence. Even though it's Clarence, it's Terrence. Terrence.
Terrence is cool.
Okay, for obviously a white kid, Terrence?
Is that a black name?
Yeah. Terrence?
Our algebra teacher named this kid Jacoby.
Imagine you. That could be used either way, dude. Okay, are you telling me?
You're telling me Jacoby is a better white name?
Jacoby? No, I'm saying it could be each. Terrence is a definitely black name. You go on Facebook right now, type Terrence, almost every single dude would be black.
I don't see race.
T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E.
I would just have to make sure. The reason I have chose that was after Terrence McKenna, which was a famous fucking author. And guess what? He's white. The most famous Terrence in the world. White.
You like him that much that you name...
No, I don't like him that much. I heard about him and
so
I saw
like,
a couple
of Terrence.
I thought it was a cool name. Terrence Spence. That's cool.
Okay. To each their own. It's not going to be my fucking kid. I'm not going to have to call him that.
Well, you're going to be Uncle Z. What are you going to call him?
T. I'm going to call him T.
T. Hey.
Hey, T.
Hey, T.
Hey, T.
Hey, Terry.
What about a girl?
Terry.
You call her Terry or something?
I always thought Brooke was nice.
I love the name Brooke.
It has a majestic meaning, but also it's
Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn.
I almost said it's kind of sexy. Not that it's my kid.
No, I agree. Not, I love the name. I love the name.
Brooke is a good name.
I fucking love the name.
And I'm doing her favors.
And her full name would be Brooklyn. No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Oh my god. I love that name.
There's always that guy on a fucking World War II show that it's like, you know, he's Brooklyn. He's from the Bronx. You know, he likes the sub sandwiches. He gets a Reuben on Fourth Street.
There's always a guy in the World War II movie with like a Brooklyn USA jacket.
Yeah, and he's always just the rowdy one. Yeah. And then, you know, and then the thing is, the show gets us
They owned a deli on 8th or something.
Exactly, yeah. And then they get us to like him. And then at the very end, it's like, Brooklyn! And then he blows up and shit, and his leg goes over there. His hat's all that's left. And it's a fucking shit show. But you know what?
I'm not going to make it.
Yeah. Exactly. Brooklyn's the kind of guy, he lays down on the barbed wire and lets you walk over him, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. I want your son's name, man, if I didn't die.
Okay, fine.
What is your son's name?
Jackson.
No, I'm saying if I didn't die.
Jackson.
Even if
I don't know. I don't know.
You haven't thought about it?
No.
You're 28.
I don't care.
Kids are coming.
No, they're not.
You talk to your girl about this?
Not as far as I'm concerned right now. They're not. I don't have to because I'm a dude. Either way, it does. I don't have a. I have like a 30% say, if that at best.
Here's the thing, though. All you got to do is say to your girl, "Hey, I saw this TikTok and they said this name's super popular." Like, oh my god, I love that.
No, because when I think of it, I get a headache. Because you know what I think of? Bills. I think of payments. I think of school. I think of supplies. I think of diapers. I think of Gerber. I don't want to deal with it.
Can you imagine being a fucking?
I do have a girl's name.
What?
Brentley.
Like a Bentley, but
with an R, Brentley.
Brentley. So we can call her Brent?
No, Brentley. I just think it's a pretty name.
Brentley. That seems like a
stripper. Don't judge me, Terrence.
I'm not judging you. I'm trying to wrap my head around Brentley as a fucking name.
Brentley. I think that's a good name.
Where'd you get that from?
I just thought for a long time of names that aren't common names. I hate people who name their fucking kid. The same thing as Bill, every kid. But,
or Dave.
No, that's like in the 80s. But I'm saying like people that have the same fucking names. Like the same... like. 50% of the people have the same names. I hate that shit.
I will say, though, Isaiah and Jack, there's a lot of Jacks now and then later generations. In our generation, there wasn't a lot. There was one other kid named Jack.
Okay, No. Very, very, very common name.
Jack?
That's a very, very, very common name.
It is now.
Name. It has. Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Apparently.
Are you telling me Jack is just now a common name?
I'm saying it's gained popularity.
It's on the same as like Sarah. It's up there. Same with how common it is. No, Sarah.
It's not a Caitlin.
Sarah, no. Alyssa. Like it's very common name.
Alyssas are popular.
I can't believe that.
Jesus. I don't know, dude. Can I get before we shut this off? I want one boy's name.
I said yes.
Know. No, not if I died. Just you. You find out you have a kid right now. The lady walks up to your door and she's like, Z, I want you to
name
him.
Like in a basket? Like a fucking pelican brings it like in the Disney movies?
I believe it's it's not a pelican. What is
it? It's not. It's a crane.
A crane?
Not actually like.
fucking Tracy's up there just. Here's your kid, Z.
Jackie. Here's your child support.
I'll pay for you, Jackie.
Here, Jackie. Here's Precious Galaxy.
You said you wanted to see the stars. Here's the galaxy.
I even put a Snap-on wrench in the basket.
Slightly used, but with a lifetime warranty.
From Rick and Morty when Pencil Fester's. Everybody makes mistakes. Why do you think I got one of these?
The eraser. Oh my god.
Pencil Fester? That's what I'd name him, Pencil Fester.
Pencil Fester. Because you know what? He says what he wants to say, but if he fucks up, he'll take it back.
I mean.
Which is not you. But yeah, be good.
I don't think that's you either. You're not as noble as you'd think you are.
I never said
no,
noble.
No, you think you're very noble.
You think I'm noble?
You think I'm noble.
Okay.
And you're not.
Shout out Noble Towing. In Medford, look him up.
Inside joke. That's good. That's good. That was good.
Thank you. That was good. Well, we're at 35.
We're not done.
Oh, we're not done. All right, fine. Give me a real fucking name.
I already said it would have to be if
Sylvester. No.
It would have to be. It have to start with an L because I like how L and L like when it's
Lionel. The, Lionel Lesney. That's yeah. too much.
Or Lyles.
Lyle. Clyle.
Lenny.
Lenny Lesney. Leonard. Leonard no, Lesney.
That's fucking awful. I would say Lucas, but that's a very common name. So
Lucas. Lucas that actually sounds good.
Yeah, I know.
Lucas
Lesney. It sounds good. It sounds good.
Lucas Lesney.
Yeah. Lucifer Lesney.
Lucifer Lesney.
I just think, like, with an L, like, Lucas Lesney sounds sick.
I'd like to do, like, a play on words. Like, just call him X.
I think, honestly, that comes from, like, all the rapping we used to do.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm thinking of kid names. I'm like, you know what? How can I make this word play?
Can I do a double entendre? Dude, I need, like, I need something that goes with the name. Just, like, the name X. So it's, like, he's an expense. Or, like, what's another one? Suspense. I call him Sus. Is he suspicious? He's suspicious.
You can call him Mike after Mike Pence.
Mike Spence? Mike Spence.
No.
Mike it is? No, I'm kidding. I like Terrence. Terrence Spence.
Terrence. A little... Imagine this. Imagine this.
This little skinny white
imagine
boy this. Comes
imagine
out.
You, like, when you're in middle school, walks into the classroom. Hi, everybody. This is Terrence.
Nowadays, you think that's going to be weird?
Okay, obviously, there are...
They have kids named LMNOP now.
Okay, there like, are... Okay, stupid. I'm not saying it's... Okay, it's... Obviously, it is like it could any kid could be named that. I'm just saying, I would say it's a very common name, more so toward a darker skin tone than white people for Terrence.
How about this? What is something I can't name my kid? Can you tell me that?
The N word.
Thank you.
That's something you can't name.
Thank you.
So, just if you didn't know,
what's only a white name? Bill.
Spencer Spence.
Billy. Billy's a white name. Wyatt. It's also a white name, I feel like.
Phil.
Phil. Gavin. Keith.
Keith is a yeah, very white name.
Gavin and Keith are my two least favorite names.
Chad, too, obviously. Kyle.
Clyle.
Clyle?
Yeah, it's K-L-Y-L-E. It's like the top 10 baby names now. Yeah.
Clyle. Were you looking at the list?
No.
When the last time you wrote, you're like, you know what? Well, last time I checked, the power rankings have changed.
All right. Well, you want to hit it?
Yeah, I'm done.
Check out Patreon. Oh, my Clash of Clans. My village just got raided by Hari Nadar. make sure you check out patreon.com/ATLT for episodes early-ish. Exclusive content. Z, where can they find you?
Like if I may, Z_Leslie on Instagram. Where can they find you?
Oh, Jack_Spencer. Both of our Instagrams that are around the lunch table.
Yeah, that's all we got. And for anyone, football fans, sports fans, this week it will be after the last game of week 6 we're coming up on now. We will do a recap on Around the Playbook on the Around the Lunch Table is YouTube, excuse me. So maybe just make sure you're tuned in for that. We got nothing else for you, so I guess we'll see you next week. Wait, we have Santa Barbara this weekend, so what are we... Oh, wait, no, we do it on Tuesdays. It doesn't matter. Anyways, we'll see you next week, and see ya. Let's get rowdy up in here.